Senator Hillary Clinton.
I'm so honored to be back here in Fresno with the farm workers. I want to thank all of you for your support, your encouragement, and your example. I know how hard farm workers work. And you worked hard for me in this campaign, and I will never forget it. We will go forward together, continuing to work to make the changes that are so important. I want to thank President Rodriguez for his leadership and his friendship. I want to thank my dear friend and a real role model for me, Dolores Huerta, who traveled throughout this country for me. I want to thank Paul Chavez and all the members of the Chavez family, and I appreciate very much this special flag that was just given to me by the Chavez family. Another old friend is here, Assemblyman Merv Dimoli, who is a wonderful friend and supporter of good causes. And to all of you who are delegates to this convention, and I want to pay special tribute to the family members of those who have died. Six farm workers who have died because of the heat and the failure to provide the basic protections to save their lives. My sympathy goes with all of the members of the families who lost those hardworking farm workers this year. When I met with your representatives here last year and talked about the work I had done and the work we were doing together, and then received your endorsement, it was a very proud moment for me. Because this union does the work of justice, standing up for those who are denied basic human rights, fighting for fair wages, humane working conditions, and human dignity. And I like fighters. I like people who fight for what they believe in. Cesar Chavez taught us all that we had to organize and mobilize. And the results from that work speaks louder than any words. Genuine collective bargaining agreements between owners and farm workers, comprehensive health care benefits, the first pension plan and the first credit union. This work of this union has meant so much to so many. And there are people who might never even know what they owe to the farm workers, but I do. And I thank you for continuing the tradition. And I was proud to help with the DiRigo Brothers contract. It was the right thing to do, and it produced the right results for people. Years is a long time to wait for justice. But when justice came, it was a sweet moment. But there is still much work to be done. I have pledged that I will continue to work with you. I want to be there as we try to implement the laws that have been passed. Laws don't do any good if they just sit on the books. They have to be put into action. And I know we have work to do to try to finally pass egg jobs, which will give so many of you and thousands of others the rights and opportunities you deserve. I am grateful for the help you gave me in the campaign. In California, Nevada, and Arizona, and Texas, farm workers were on the front lines for me. You made phone calls, you knocked on doors, you passed out literature, you gave interviews, and you made the difference. We had a lot of fun campaigning together, and we did very, very well. And I will never forget the support that you have given to me. I was also deeply moved by the commitment of millions of Latinos to my campaign and to participating in our democracy. I was proud to have so many distinguished Latino leaders in the leadership of my campaign. And I believe that one of the great benefits that our democracy provides is the opportunity to become involved, to speak out, and to stand up for causes and issues and candidates you believe in. I stood up for you because I know America can do better. Too many people in this country are invisible. No one sees, no one hears the struggle. It was the heart and soul of my campaign to make all of you visible to your fellow workers, to other people that enjoyed the benefits of your labor, and to recognize our common humanity. That is the work of my lifetime, and it is work that I pledge to you I will continue with you by my side for years to come. I am on my way to our Democratic Party convention in Denver, and I will take with me your faces and your stories. I ran for president because I have an old-fashioned idea that public service is about serving people, giving you the tools to make the most of your own lives, empowering you, helping you to seek justice and opportunity. I've had every opportunity and blessing in my life, and I want to make sure that the American dream stays alive and well for the next generation of hard-working people, no matter where you came from. As Cesar Chavez once said, the fight is never about grapes or lettuce. It is always about people. I believe this country and our people are worth fighting for. And I firmly believe that the best way to continue this fight is to elect Barack Obama, the next president of the United States. Now, of course, I know there would be great support among the farm workers because your slogan and Senator Obama's slogan are exactly the same. So if there were a crowd that was ready to march forward with Senator Obama, it would be the farm workers. I know Senator Obama. I have served with him for nearly 4 years in the Senate. I campaigned with him for more than 16 months. I have debated him and I have watched him. I have seen his passion and determination, his grit and his grace. And I know that he has lived the American dream. And now it is time for us to have a president again who believes that every person is entitled to be given the chance to fulfill his or her dreams. And that is what Senator Obama will do as our president. But you know, he can't win without our help. You don't win a contract by waiting for it or wishing for it. You win it by getting up every day and working for it, by fighting and struggling for it. And you don't win a big election like this one unless millions of people are there working with you to achieve that goal. Yesterday, Senator Obama chose Senator Joe Biden as his running mate, a good man, a wise man, an experienced man. I know him very well, and I know that he has been on the front lines of the fight for social and economic justice his entire time in public service. So I am asking you to work as hard for Senator Obama as you worked for me, to do the phone calling. I think that's from the Republicans. To do the phone calling and the talking and the outreach.
Por favor, no se vayan todavía. Déjanos a chequear, a investigar lo que es, ¿ok? Un momento. No se vayan a ninguna parte. Sí se puede. Sí se puede.
There is no stopping us, you know.
Alguien lo movió un botón de accidente. So, espérense un momento. Estamos tratando de cerrar la alarma. ¿Ok? Un momento. Es que un republicano entró aquí tratando de interrumpirnos.
Well, they won't stop us and they won't silence us. We will keep working and fighting until we are successful. You to work for Senator Obama to help us elect a Democratic president so that we can protect the right to bargain collectively, strengthen the right to organize, achieve comprehensive immigration reform, pass ag jobs so that we can actually achieve the bipartisan goal that we have all worked for, get our economy back on track, raise the minimum wage again, fight for an education system worthy of all of our children, and build a healthcare system that takes care of everyone. We will do this with the leadership of Senator Obama, and we will do it working together. I am ready I am ready to roll up my sleeves and get to work. And I believe that if we concentrate between now and November 4th, we will have a new day in America. We will have a president who cares about our people again, and together we will renew the promise of the American dream. Thank you all, and God bless you.